That is the trashy sound of the garbage men, Ira.
Oh, that's not very nice, trashy.
No, no, I mean it literally. It's literally picked out of the trash. The Garbage Men is a band of five high school kids from Florida, and they make their instruments, the ones that you're hearing them playing, with stuff that they rescue from the trash or even find on the side of the road. So, you know, no need to spend big bucks on a Stratocaster when you can use an empty Fruit Loops box, a yardstick, and some duct tape. No drum kit? How about a 5-gallon bucket and a trash can lid? E-flat contrabass bugle? You get the idea. So joining me now to talk about this is the band and their signature recycled sound is Jack Barry. He's the guitar player for the Garbage Men, and also with me is Ollie Gray. That's the band's drummer. They're both students at Pine View School in Osprey, Florida. Welcome to Science Friday, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, great to be on.
Well, let's talk about these instruments. Why don't you give us a run-through of the instruments you play and what they're made of?
All right, well, I'm Jack, and I play the guitar, which is a one-string guitar made from a Cheerios cereal box with a yardstick for the neck and toothpicks for frets. Then we have Ollie over here.
Yeah, I play the drums. I have a big black trash can for my bass drum. It's a big plastic trash can. My cymbals are two metal trash can lids, and for my tom drum, I use a water jug, and that's placed upside down in a bucket for maximum sound. We also have saxophone made from a kid's toy and a balloon.
Ooh, I want to hear more about that in just 1 second. You're listening to Science Friday on NPR. I'm Flora Lichtman with Ira Flato, and the Garbage Men, high school students who have this awesome band where they play instruments made from recycled material. So tell me about the saxophone.
Well, it's made from a Fisher-Price corn popper toy, and that makes up the body. It kind of looks like a saxophone. And we took a old PVC pipe, drilled some holes in it for the sound, and then for the reed, we used part of a balloon.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a kazoo, but it sounds like a saxophone.
You can, by the way, see a video of the Garbage Men on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's definitely, definitely worth a look. I think you're rocking out at a farmer's market in it. Does that sound right, guys? So where did the idea for this come from? Who started this band?
Well, originally Jack had made a guitar out of a cereal box in the yardstick, and he had brought it to school to show some people. And I thought that was just a really great idea, so I told him that I thought it would be nice if we made an entire band out of instruments like these, just to, like, see what we could make for, like, each instrument. And that really just blossomed into what it is today. Like, I think back then there were three instruments, and now we have, I'd say, eight off the top of my head.
Jack, where did you get the idea for that initial guitar?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to build myself an instrument, and those were the materials I had lying around. I didn't go out thinking, hey, wouldn't it be cool to make a band out of garbage, but it just kind of turned out that way, because those are the things I had lying around the house.
Is there a piece of garbage you'd like to have that you haven't garbage picked yet?
Well, I've been looking for some cool-shaped things that kind of look like other instruments.
I've been looking for a metal mailbox that won't fall apart after, like, one gig, because those have the ultimate sound.
Okay, well, if anyone in your neighborhood is listening, maybe they
could
donate. Ira, you could get a Science Friday mailbox. So have the instruments changed much? Have you learned anything about making these instruments since you began?
Yeah, definitely. I've learned through trial and error with making the instruments. The very first guitar I made, the neck was really bendy and it couldn't stay in tune. But through trial and error, making different instruments, they've definitely improved. The very first saxophone we made actually didn't work that well because the balloon started to vibrate at a different overtone than normally would have. But we fixed that so it didn't squeak anymore.
Oh, nice. Do you guys play gigs?
Yeah, every weekend we do.
Yeah, all weekend, every weekend, all weekend.
So where's your next gig so we can come see it?
Ooh. Well, we're actually playing at a festival in Tampa, in Ybor City, Tampa, Florida. It's called Tropical Heat Wave.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you played? What do people at school think? Are people trying to get in on the band?
Not really. They don't think much of it because, like, I mean, it's not really that big or, like, showy or anything like that, like a lot of other bands at school are. with some other people in them. But definitely there are some people that like it, though. And, well, no one's really invested enough interest to, like, want to be in it or anything along those lines. Definitely there is, like, at least a small bit of support. Yeah.
We'll wait to see it on Glee soon. We'll know you've made it.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I think they're going to play us out today, Ira. Jack Berry and Ollie Gray are two of the members of the Garbage Men Band, and look for them in front of the Whole Foods in Sarasota on May 19th. Or if you want to schedule upcoming gigs, go to their website. You'll find some links to their schedule, and we have all the info on our website at sciencefriday.com. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Flora. And that's about all the time we have for today. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Namisha Saranan is our producer. Luis Cavedo is our Spanish language producer. Sam Plato is our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls here in New York. Our iPhone app produced by Pastime Software. Wayne Hoxie does our Android app. And holy mackerel, go over to our website. Something's happened to it. Whoa, you won't recognize it. It's all new, updated website, and we'd love to hear your comments about it and enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flato in New York.